Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to play the ponies, go on a wild goose chase, hear some dreamy songs, do some wondering, and get away to a secret little hideaway. It was founded in 1938 by the Warner Brothers, with a bunch of their Hollywood friends as investors, but after 75 years of horse racing, Hollywood Park in Inglewood, California, known as the Track of the Lakes and Flowers, is closing next week. I spent the day there yesterday attending a birthday party for my friend David Weinberg, who is the proprietor of RandomTape.com, and who you may have heard reporting for the American public media program Marketplace. And yes, I placed a few wagers and even won a couple of bucks. Literally, a couple of bucks. Anyway, here to commemorate Hollywood Park and to celebrate David's birthday are some rapidly rotating records about... All right, you're way ahead of me. Horses, beginning with the Tuxedo Syncopators.
Well-known horse, you see him everywhere, in the parks and carnivals and at the county fair. He's never won a ribbon, though he features every show. The knights of old, so brave and bold, would love this horse, I know. He doesn't eat oats, he doesn't eat hay, he travels 1,000 miles a day. The horse with the lavender eyes, a silvery mane, a saddle of gold, a beautiful creature to behold. The horse with the lavender eyes. He looks the perfect thoroughbred with his head up in the air. His life is one grand giddy-up woe, but he never gets nowhere. In stable or barn, you'll never be found. The little birds never hang around, because he's the horse.
He's the horse,
he's the horse on the merry-go-round. He isn't a he isn't a she. His breed is another mystery. The horse with the lavender eyes. He doesn't kick back, he doesn't get gay, he doesn't get scared and run away. The horse with the lavender eyes. He never goes to sleep at night, but he keeps in perfect form. He's never dropped his beautiful tail, that's the way this horse was born. He never gets sick, his body is sound, he doesn't mind having flies around, because he's the horse,
he's the horse,
he's the horse on the merry-go-round.
You heard him last week as Dio Nevis and his orchestra playing Ginger, but there you heard Domenico Savino, musical director of the Pathé Actuel Studio Band, as the Piedmont Dance Orchestra around February 24, 1925, with Hoppy Horse. Before that, there may have been a couple of jockeys at Hollywood Park yesterday wearing lavender jerseys, but I didn't see any horses with lavender eyes. That was Johnny Johnson and his orchestra on March 8, 1935. The vocal was by Harry McDaniel, who played trumpet in the band. We started off that equine set with Cliff Jackson and his Crazy Cats, spelled with K's, of course. Credited on the label of that Madison 78 as the Tuxedo Syncopators and Horse Feathers from around January 30th, 1930. That, of course, has nothing whatsoever to do with the Marx Brothers movie of the same name. The Crazy Cats was formed around 1927, and their longest residency was next door to the Cotton Club in Harlem at the Lenox Club, which had three nightly floor shows from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Cliff Jackson was born in Culpeper, Virginia on July 19, 1902, and in addition to leading his band, he also recorded piano rolls and accompanied many blues singers. The scat vocal there was by Henry Goodwin, who played trumpet in the band. That was one hot performance, and it's too bad it wasn't better recorded, but that's pretty much what you got with Grey Gull Products. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm pretty much what you get with Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This time of the year, with all of its hustle and bustle and busyness, can make some people just want to get away from it all for a while. So we're going to get away for a bit by going to a hideaway. Here's Bob Herring.
My wishes all came true. I went and robbed a rusty nail, and then I made a wish for mail. Next day a letter said you'd better come home without fail. I'm gonna hide away on a little farm in Iowa. I'm gonna ride away on the road that leads to yesterday. Why, I can almost picture dear old mother sprinkling sugar on my bread and butter way down in that town in Iowa. Heads are crowned with gray. Oh, I owe them more than I can pay. The fields of new mown hay just moan and say, go home, stay. And when I get back with them both, I'll never leave. I'll take an oath, I'll hide away, way down in Iowa. My palm was itching all last night. That means I'll get my fare all right. I found a four-leaf clover, heart luck's over. Me for home, my ear is ringing like a bell. That means the folks all wish me well. I'm so delighted, so excited, I could barely yell. I'm gonna hide away on a little farm in Iowa. I'm gonna ride away on the road that leads to yesterday. Why, I can almost picture dear old mother sprinkling sugar on my bread and butter way down in that town in Iowa. Two heads are crowned with gray. Oh, I owe them more than I can pay. The fields of new mown hay just moan and say, go home and stay. And when I get back with them both, I'll never leave. I'll take an oath, I'll hide away, way down in Iowa.
Take you far away to the place I call my hideaway. Only love will have the right of way in my hideaway. There's a cozy cabin built for two and a silvery lake for our canoe. I will be in paradise with you in my hideaway. We'll be so happy there, where romance fills the air. We'll be a loving pair as the years roll by. When your golden hair has turned to gray, I'll be loving you the same old way. You'll be mine forever and a day in my hideaway.
Smith Ballou with Ed Kirkaby and his orchestra and In My Hideaway from A Perfect 78, waxed April 21st, 1932. In that same session, Smith Ballou and Dick Robertson recorded In My Hideaway as a vocal duo. Before Smith Ballou, it was Irving Kaufman with the comedy song Way Down in Iowa, I'm Going to Hideaway. George W. Meyer composed the tune, and the lyric was written by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young. That recording is from October 17, 1916, and the orchestra was conducted by Joseph Pasternak. We started off that hideaway set in a little hideaway. That was the Levee Loungers, a Bob Herring pseudonym with a vocal by Sid Gary, credited on the label of that Perfect 78 as Al Foster. For no particular reason, for this next segment of the show, we're going to go on a wild goose chase. Here's the Casa Loma Orchestra.
Kind of daze, do you get the wind up when the organ plays? How do you feel when the parson's done the deal?
And the goosey, 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 goosey.
Described in the Victor Ledgers as an old-time hillbilly group, that was Mart Britt and his orchestra with Goose Creek Stomp. That recording is from September 14, 1928, and was made by a Victor Field recording unit in the Memphis Auditorium. The band was apparently a territory band and recorded several sides in a Victor session in Atlanta, Georgia, about 4 years later on February 23, 1932. Mart Britt played banjo, bass, drums, was vocalist, and composed Goose Creek Stomp. Before that, it was the novelty song Ever So Goosey, performed there by Charles Nat Starr, credited as Burt Madison and his orchestra. The vocalist on that April 19, 1929 recording was Kevin O'Connor. Ever So Goosey was written by Australian songwriters Wright Butler and Raymond Wallace, who also brought us How Do You Feel When the Bells Begin to Peal? We started off that musical Wild Goose Chase with the Casaloma Orchestra and Wild Goose Chase from January 16, 1933. The Casaloma Orchestra began as a band called the Orange Blossoms, managed by Gene Goldkett. Goldkett and the band parted ways in 1929, and the band became a co-op with Glenn Gray, who played lead alto sax in the band as president of the corporation, but his name wasn't associated with the band until 1937, a little over 4 years after this recording was made. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, for no particular reason, I played Dreamy Delaware by the Troubadours. Well, here's a set of some other dreamy songs, beginning with Anson Weeks and his orchestra.
The saucy grin of the girl with the dreamy eyes. She sold the chocolate drops. I asked you, was I wise? I bought a few just to say how do to the girl with the dreamy eyes. I didn't know if she could sew or if she knew how to cook. I only know my heart went oh when she gave me that glad to see you look. Now at the baby shows, my son wins every prize. You know who his pretty mother is. It's the girl with the dreamy eyes. Thank you.
No wonder they call this the Paradise Isle in Hula Town. Dancing in the moonlight on the beach at Waikiki. I love my hula girlie, she's my pride and joy. She's got me eating plenty Hawaiian fish and poi. Here everybody's happy, they never wear a frown in dreamy Hula Town.
Thank you. hill. Rays up above, shine on my love and that cabin high in the hills. Tell her that I'll be home in June. Dreamy Rocky Mountain moon.
That was the waltz ballad Dreamy Rocky Mountain Moon by the Southerners, in this case a Victor Studio Group directed by Leonard Joy. The vocal duo on that February 17, 1931 recording was Frank Luther and Jack Parker, who were singing the lyric written by the obscure Harry Leonard. But the music was by the even more obscure Kamie Belfils, B-E-L-F-I-L-S, who, along with Harry A. Powell, also brought us I Came Back Just for My Umbrella. Before being in the Dreamy Rockies, we were on the Dreamy Amazon with Paul Specht and his orchestra on December 4, 1926. The vocal was by Johnny Morris and two guys named Homby, H-O-M-B-Y, and Eddie, E-D-D-Y, but I don't know whether those were given names or surnames. I don't know whether they had anything to do with Teddy Roosevelt's explorations of the Amazon River in the 19-teens, but there were two songs written in 1919 about the Dreamy Amazon, which I doubt Roosevelt found dreamy at all. One was On the Dreamy Amazon, composed by May Hill with lyric by Walter Hirsch. It was recorded in October of 1919 by Herbert C. Tilley, Jr. on an Edison Diamond disc. The other, and the one I believe we just heard, was Dreamy Amazon, written by L. Wolfe Gilbert, Darl McBoyle, and Nat Vincent. Also in November of 1919, Music Trades magazine announced that the waltz hit Dreamy Amazon had been released as a QRS word roll and was in great demand all through the country. Before the Dreamy Amazon, we were in Dreamy Hula Town with the Moana Orchestra, a pseudonym for Ben Selvin, on January 28, 1930. Dreamy Hula Town was composed by Bert Carlson and the Sam Collins lyric was sung there by Larry Murphy. Bert Carlson was apparently quite fond of Hawaii, since he also wrote Don't Say Aloha, Rose of Hawaii, and In Hawaii I'll Wait for You. We started off that dreamy set with Anson Weeks and his orchestra recording in Chicago on August 12, 1935, and The Girl with the Dreamy Eyes. The vocalist was Ben Gage. Benjamin Austin Gage, G-A-G-E, was born October 29, 1914. He was also a radio announcer, sang off-screen for non-singing movie actors, and was a TV actor himself from 1959 to 1975. I received a nice email last week from longtime listener Ted, who is one of the world's leading authorities on Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, and he was wondering whatever became of Sally, wondering where his baby is tonight, and wondering who's kissing her now. Well, that should leave you not wondering what the topic of this next segment is. Here are the Clevelanders. Thank you.
with you tonight. While memories haunt me, I wonder, my darling, if you think it's right to leave me so lonely. I wonder who's sharing the love I once knew. While I'm here despairing, still caring for you. My poor heart needs mending, on you I'm depending. Does this mean the ending, I wonder?
Honey, I have something very important to say to you. Makes no difference where I go or what I do. On the street, at my work or play, my thoughts will cling to you. Asleep at night and through the livelong day, your image stays with me. You have a power, if you wish to try, to send me to the depths or to raise me up on high. Before I met you, I'd never felt this way. But now that I love you, I shall always continue to say.
Yes, almost died. when you're not nigh? Why do I long so much for you and hope you too, dear? I wonder why.
Gonna be done off of that tree, Jeffaloo. 26 for every day. The rainbow star is written that I'm here to stay. And every night upon my pillow, like a weeping willow, I try to cry the way they blew away. But I'm a going to stop crying, and I keep right on my crying till I find a way to rest. And if he's got another mister, and I find out that he's fit to say his soul is here to rest. But when I'm all alone, I want the one to love it always more. I'm thinking of, that's why I got the one to wait. When he's coming back again to love.
We started off that wonderful set with the Clevelanders from Brunswick 78, waxed September 20th, 1928, and I Wonder, written by Abner Silver, Maceo Pinkard, and Benny Davis. The vocalist was Edmund Ruffner. Next, it was another I Wonder, this one written by Robert H. Cloud and sung there on August 23rd, 1927 by Lester Pratt. The piano accompanist was Sugar Underwood, and the record was credited to the Jacksonville Harmony Trio, even though the third member of the trio, tenor Charles Frazier, didn't sing on that recording. Lester Pratt was followed by Louis Armstrong on April 26, 1933, with I Wonder Who. And we finished up with Bailey's Lucky Seven and I Wonder Blues. The vocalist on that Jeanette recording, made around March 18, 1922, was Chalk Smith. Well, we can chalk up another edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.